For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Pastor Andrew Brunson says President Trump fought hard for his release from prison in Turkey, and it paid off. Brunson has met the president in the Oval Office after Turkish officials let him go.
We would like to pray for you. We pray for you often.
Thank you.
As a family, my wife and I pray for you.
Thank you. Well, I need it probably more than anybody in this room.
The president also said on CBS's 60 Minutes that his administration will be angry if the Saudi government ordered the killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi.
There's a lot at stake, and maybe especially so because this man was a reporter. There's something, you'll be surprised to hear me say that, there's something really terrible and disgusting about that if that were the case. So we're going to have to see. We're going to get to the bottom of it, and there will be severe punishment.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Some parts of the Florida panhandle have been forever changed from Hurricane Michael, and residents say it will be a long time before things get back to normal. This woman is from Panama City.
As soon as I get my phone, I'm going to dial 800-621-FEMA, because with a tree on your house, they will help you get rid of that.
Jackie is staying at a shelter because she also had a tree fall on her house.
They're doing their best they can with cots and blankets. They people down here have been really good.
The New York Times has been looking into the financials of not only President Trump, but also his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. They find that Kushner has apparently paid no federal income taxes for years. According to the paper, he's doing it legally because he claimed depreciation on some of the properties he owns, which the tax laws do allow. A spokesman for Kushner says he paid all taxes due. The Times said Kushner is worth nearly $324 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A classic rock guitarist is suing the rest of his band. USA's Chris Barnes tells us why.
Lindsey Buckingham is angry that his bandmates at Fleetwood Mac essentially told him, kicking him off the band's current tour. In the lawsuit, the guitarist-songwriter is seeking his share of the tour proceeds, saying he still wants and is able to perform. The suit names bandmates Mick Fleetwood, Stevie Nicks, Christine McVie, and John McVie. Buckingham claims he was told 5 days after the group appeared at Radio City Music Hall last January that the band would be touring without him this fall. He says he would have been paid at least $12 million for his share, and he wants that money. The more than 50-city tour began on October 3rd with Mike Campbell and Neil Finn replacing Buckingham. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Michael caused major damage to an Air Force base in Florida. John Clemens reports.
Tyndall Air Force Base, stretching 15 square miles, was the home to 3,600 people. It is the nation's largest training base for F-22 fighter pilots. According to Air Force Colonel Brian Laidlaw, commander of the 325th Fighter Wing, it'll be some time before the full extent of the damage can be determined.
Like the rest of our base, our flight line took catastrophic damage across the base. At this point, we are still in the process of conducting our engineering assessments and trying to deem it safe.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.